Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those dealing with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. This weekend is Mother's Day, and I'm so blessed and thankful to have a wonderful godly mother in Lois Horn. And she's a little bit shy about being on the radio, and after I'd asked her maybe to join us and just talk about her faith, but after she declined my request, she suggested, why don't you have your cousin Cindy share about her mom, your Aunt Wanda? She was such a godly, precious woman of God. And so like a good son, I contacted my cousin Cindy and asked her if she would share about her precious mom, my Aunt Wanda, Wanda Long. My Aunt Wanda had three children, Cindy, Blake, and Tracy, and joining us today is her oldest, Cindy Spivey. Cindy, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's been 3.5 years since you were a guest on Hope Is Here. You were one of the first guests I had back in December of 2017, and to be honest, I got a little grief from your brother Blake saying that everybody knew that he was your mom's favorite, and I just want to know if you could confirm or deny that, please.
Yes, I will confirm it. It is true. We always said Blake was the favorite, and we never could figure out why, but Blake definitely was the favorite, no. She loved us all, but yeah.
Yeah, well,
we would definitely say it. He was the baby, so you know how that is.
You know,
we're the oldest, so
yes, it's the youngest world we're just living in it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Cindy, as I shared in the intro here, I loved your mom, and unfortunately, we don't have her with us like my dad, and I know we both loved him so greatly, but just for those that don't know your mom, just to share what made your mom, Wanda Long, such a great mom.
Well, obviously, she was a great mom, but her faith was what I think impacted us so much. And just over the years, it's going to be 12 years in September, that has still, you know, impacts us daily, all of us, our family. And, you know, I was thinking about that this week that, you know, even when she was living, you know, I always appreciated mom and her advice most of the time, you know, the teenage years, maybe not so much, but after they're gone, so much of what they shared with us and their faith just, it resonates with you and you remember it and you're so thankful for it. Mom was just a powerhouse when it came to faith, and it just has affected our whole family, and I see it, you know, through the kids and the grandkids, and so much of that are the seeds that mom sowed, and, you know, just, I don't know, just so much of her faith that just has impacted us. So I think that's the word that we would all say. She was beautiful on the outside, but her beauty shined on the inside, you know, 1,000 times more.
Well, I would echo those sentiments. And I think one of the things that I've been learning, Cindy, as I get older, that more is caught than taught. And just by your way your mom just simply lived her life, that's how you caught so much. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It was caught because she lived it. And I've said that before, you know, she didn't, it was an everyday thing for her. She, you know, she studied God's word. She believed it. She lived it out. And we saw that. And especially, you know, through her death, I think that all came about. But yeah, definitely. I think we caught it. We all caught it.
Well, share about that, you know, that last season of your mom's life. She had really, really good health, but in 2009, late in the summer, things changed. Talk about that last season
of her
life.
Ironically, we were getting ready to have a big family celebration with our family, your family, my family, all the cousins. We were getting together, and mom just started feeling bad, and it just wasn't getting any better. And so I remember very clearly August 6th, found out she had terminal cancer, and within 7 weeks on September 21st she died. So it was a very quick aggressive cancer. So it's just 7 weeks and she was gone.
Well, sure, just it was so powerful for me, you know, being around, but obviously a little bit from a distance, but just watching your mom. Share a little bit with our listeners about how your mom handled these last few weeks of her life and what you learned during this journey with her.
Okay. So, you know, mom was like, I feel like how I am, how I feel today, you always think if something happens to you, if this happens, will I be able to live out my faith? Will, you know, and mom always feared cancer. Her dad had died of cancer, and I've read in her Bible where she had prayed, Lord, you know, please, I plead the blood of Jesus. I don't want cancer. And yet she got cancer. And sometimes we cannot understand that. And Mom said, I don't always understand God, but I trust him. And so all those years of her feeding into God's word and studying God's word and teaching God's word, I think all came into fruition when she got cancer. And it was not, you know, where I would have thought probably she might have fallen apart. She never fell apart. She just trusted God. And so all that came to fruition during those 7 weeks. And she was very calm and at peace, even though she knew that it was terminal. You know, obviously we prayed that God would heal her. And I believe he did. I just don't believe he healed her, you know, on this side of heaven. It was obviously in heaven. But just how she handled that was such an amazing thing for us to see, and how she looked every day, you know, for God's blessings through that whole 7 weeks, and would share that with us. And it was just an amazing thing to watch. I think Mom had always shared so much of her faith with us, but during that time, everything she said, I felt like I just wanted to hold on to it because it was so powerful. I felt like God was just really speaking through her, and she was sharing things with us, and she would just say things. I would be like, oh my gosh, you know, that's so true, Mom, you know, and so it just helped us to handle the death and go through it. And we just saw her, honestly, you know, which is hard to understand, but just die so gracefully. And it's such a peace with knowing that the moment she shut her eyes and took her last breath, that she was going to be in the presence of Jesus.
Well, it was such a powerful quote, and I've used it on Hope Is Here numerous times over the years when you shared there about your mom. So, you know, I don't always understand, but I trust mm-hmm. God. And then you also, you know, I've read in your blog, and I've heard you share when you speak about, you know, your mom said, hey, you know, I've taught you to live as a Christian, and now I'm going to teach you how to die as a Christian. And, man, that's right. That's when your faith becomes real, doesn't it?
It does. It does become real. And, you know, she taught us during that time to really – you know, to look for blessings. And I think that has stuck with us even in the midst of all even what we've gone through with COVID over the last year. You know, I'm reminded again and again that Mom says, you know, look for blessings. You know, even in the midst of everything that's going on, there are blessings. And I've seen them, you know, even in the last year, even though I've not always been, you know, I've been aggravated with things that have happened and how we've had to deal with things. But, you know, there have been blessings that have come out of it. It's lots of family time, you know, lots of slowing down a little bit, you know, God saying, let's, you know, slow down and let's take time, you know, my word. So there have been blessings through all of it. And I think with anything in our life, whatever we're facing, if we really look, there are blessings in that. And, you know, sometimes it's hard and sometimes we don't see it, you know, until down the road. But I think we can look back and go, you know what? God did teach me something during that time. He really did. And certainly he did for us with losing Mom.
Well, we definitely learned a lot in the Horn family as we watched your family, and thankful that God never wastes a hurt in our lives.
He doesn't.
You just tuned in. I'm talking with my cousin, Cindy Spivey. We are celebrating moms today as we get ready to approach Mother's Day weekend here in just a couple of days. I want to encourage you, to the ladies that are listening, you should check out Cindy's blog. She has a wonderful blog on fashion and faith. And go to her name, CindySpivey.com, and we'll have that along with our podcast of this radio program. And kind of one of the interesting things, your mom actually is the one that kind of planted the seed for you to do this blog, didn't she?
She did. She would be, I think, amazed at where it's gone. Yeah, she was the one who kind of got me started. And I just, you know, it's been such a blessing because I've been able to share about hobbies, obviously fashion and beauty that I love, but more importantly, to weave that in, you know, to share faith and give encouragement to women that, you know, all this stuff, it's, you know, we can have fun with it. We can talk about beauty. We can talk about fashion. But honestly, what's on the inside, our heart, is what God sees and what he desires. And so I hope I've honored Mom in that. I would certainly want to, because I know she would want me to share Jesus and the hope that we have. And certainly in the world today, I think more than ever, you know, we need to know we just have hope And we, you know, obviously you know that your radio is hope is here. But it is, it's true. That's truth. Hope is here. And it's Jesus.
Well, amen to that. And the legacy of faith my dad and your mom leaves is just phenomenal.
Yes.
And one of the things I love about your blog, preparing for our talk, I just typed in Cindy Spivey and mom and several blog post. You honor your mom like I honor my dad on this radio program. And
yes,
you shared on one of her birthdays, the anniversary of that, a letter that one of her coworkers wrote to your mom right after her diagnosis. Your mom worked at a church, and I just wanted to share that because I thought people just don't realize, you don't have to have a blog or a radio program to have impact. And here's what the letter said. It said, "Dear Wanda, I dreamed about you a few nights ago, and in that dream, I was sitting beside you holding your hand. I was telling you all the things that I like about you. I thought I should write them down and send them your way. I like your cheerfulness and your sweet spirit. I like the way you take the high road when other ways look easier. I like the lipstick you left by the sink at church for those last-minute touch-ups. I like your funny nature and your willingness to tackle new things. I like your persistence. I like the way you want everyone to get along with each other. I like the way you love your family, your husband, children, their spouses, and your grandchildren. I like the way you put others first. You are a very loving, giving, and gentle person. I like your spunk. But most of all, Wanda, I like your commitment to our Savior. Your trust in Him is apparent in all that you do. I'm sure that this love and trust will help you through this most difficult twist in your life."
Mm-hmm. I've forgotten about that, but yeah, that sums Mom up. That definitely does. Yeah, she was all those things. She really did care for people. And, we didn't even realize, I think, the people that she impacted until we knew, but we didn't know until her death. And, people contacted us or came to the funeral and just said, you don't know this, but your mom did this, or your mom, I was in a store here in Lexington the other day, and somebody said, "I know you don't know me, but, I worked with your mom and I had a baby, and she's the only person that, I was working with that brought a meal to me." And she, I'm like, again, mom is, I see what she did, so many things that she did that I never knew, but, she was always thinking of other people. And I certainly would want to imitate that.
Well, you definitely do. And I think it's just that great reminder that people are watching and just the difference we can all make. And unfortunately, we're almost out of time, but can you just share a word of encouragement for those that maybe this is their first Mother's Day without their mom? Can you just share a word of encouragement?
Yeah, that is a hard, Mother's Day is hard. I will say that. But, I think we do kind of prepare ourselves for it. And I think I found, just celebrating Mother's Day, I think Mom would want me to celebrate Mother's Day, but also just reflecting, being able to reflect on her and reflect on our moms and being thankful for our moms on Mother's Day. It does get easier with time, although I have to say I still, there's still a little bit of hurt when Mother's Day comes around because I'm not able to buy my mom a gift or send her a card or hug her, but it does get easier. But I just have found loving my family well on Mother's Day, my kids well, my grandkids well, knowing that's what Mom would want me to do. And of course, being in church, honoring her in those ways, I think make a difference. So it does get easier for sure.
All right. Well, Cindy, I appreciate you joining us so much, sharing about your precious mom, Aunt Wanda. I know for both of us, we just want to keep living out their legacy of faith, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you so much for letting me do it. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, for Cindy Spivey, I'm Greg Horn. I want to encourage you to check out Cindy's blog. She posts a lot of wonderful things about her mom. You can find that at cindyspivey.com. For Cindy Spivey, I'm Greg Horn. Happy Mother's Day. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to the Hope Is Here podcast.
We want to provide hope to all the wonderful ladies and mothers that listen to Hope Is Here, so we're giving away over $500 in gifts. To register to win, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. This package includes a beautiful leather purse from Draper James, a registration to Twyla Brown's Cue the Confetti Workshop, a professional makeover and makeup session with Paige Johnston, and a basket of Beauty Counter makeup products. And last but not least, a box of Old Kentucky chocolates. Register today at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.